a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088. TeVoTClub.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, greetings, and greetings, and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And, you know, Nikola Tesla, brilliant man, satanically brilliant. His brilliance compounded with spiritual his being open to spirit, the spiritual world. Without Nikola Tesla, there would be no world, no new world order. There'd be no digital cashless society in the future. There would be no weather warfare, no telecommunications, any type of communications, social media, cell phones, 1G, 2G, 5G, MRIs, CAT scans, satellites in space, simply the electric age or the electronic age, and also the bio age. Now, this I'm going to read a little bit from an article by Dr. Gabriel of Aim for Truth, talking about Nikola Tesla. He explains perfectly who Nikola Tesla was. And I'll read and I'll have a little commentary. I have studied Tesla for, indirectly for years. I do know that Tesla and what he was able to patent was not of this world. I knew that he was a recipient of another world communication. As brilliant as he was, you combine that with an openness to the world of the occult, of the fallen angels, of demons. So here's what Gabriel says. Tesla's inventions created our ever-present hyper-electromagnetic world. hundreds of thousands of electromagnetic frequencies, radio waves, wireless waves, microwaves, 5G beam-forming waves, hundreds of other types of EMFs bombarding our bodies every second, some of which cook our organs from the inside out, cause cancer, EMF hypersensitivity, influenza, many other diseases. Tesla knew the dangers of his inventions, but was so amoral, asocial, and irresponsible that he could not be a moral compass pointing towards a healthy social life through moral inventions. His soulless and spiritless automata and telautomatics, what he predicted would take over the world. Now, the reason with Tesla, the coming Antichrist needs his technology. The coming Antichrist and false prophet could not appear on the scene without this type of technology. 100 years ago, Tesla set the groundwork for the coming beast Antichrist system. The world knows, the nations, they realize that, and there's thought, talk, you know, young people out drinking, they talk about a cashless society, and they know that it's going to be a system of Antichrist, directly or indirectly, whether they think about it consciously or not, it's in their thinking. This is who Tesla was. He was the individual that you might say changed. Yes, there was the Industrial Revolution, all these things too. But he changed the world more than any individual through his patents, his inventions, his understanding of the universe, frequencies. Without Tesla, there would not be an end of the world, you might say, scenario. His soulless and spiritless automata predicted that he predicted would take over the world is now what we call robotics and transhumanism. Yesterday I talked about with the vaccinations, with the swabs, mankind's DNA is being changed or added to. Transhumanism. Borgs, cyborgs. Tesla's own words paint him as an atheistic and materialistic super egotist. Nikola Tesla, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Bleed stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Machine or mannequin?
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man.
I've got the secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, my blood is boiling. My brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me alive. Just keep me alive. Somewhere to hide.
Tesla was a man that was aware, and I mean aware. He was aware that his science, what he would create, what he would patent, which he would never really, he'd never profit from it. Excuse me, but they would steal J.P. Morgan, the other criminals that he was involved with, he'd never be wealthy. He barely was able to dress and provided a place to live, and that's about it. But this science that he and all that he would patent would give mankind almost unlimited power. Power to destroy mankind mainly, but give in the future, in our time, right now, shortly, would give two individuals. Revelation chapter 13, a first beast, a second beast, Antichrist, and the full... Excuse me. Antichrist and the false prophet, the ability to deceive the world through signs and wonders, weather warfare, cause earthquakes, use space to project high-frequency laser to pick individuals on the street, walking down the street, and they would die of a heart attack. He knew what he was doing. And this all came through demonic sources. Now, it says here that all the five... Again, this is out of Aim for Truth, Nikola Tesla, Dr. Gabriel, Doug Gabriel. All five of Tesla's technologists touted in his world systems have become weapons of war, some of which are still classified technology, not shared with the public. Tesla channeled his inventions from a virtual world where he saw brilliant flashes of light, demons, heard voices, demons, could physically interact with real models of all of his inventions. All this, but he could not exercise one drop of moral judgment to realize that his brilliant inventions heralded the demise of human health and the possibility of extinction of the species. Tesla was a high priest of religious scientism with a devoted devotion to materialism that sees the human being as a machine, an automaton without soul or spirit. In his mind, only material sense perception creates the human being as a reflex response to stimuli. So he was one of the holy saints of the technological invention. We are cogs of the universal machine. What man, one man calls God, another calls the laws of physics. And this is the thinking of millions of individuals in the scientific sciences. All the different sciences, bio, etc. You know, with Tesla, there are other individuals that were had tapped in, tuned in, open to, controlled by forces on the other side of the curtain, the down the rabbit hole type of individuals. They could see these other dimensions. Tesla brought science, technology, electromagnetic patents. But then you have others who were extremely brilliant in strategies to control the nations through finance. The Rothschild family. So each of these aspects of society, you have the military. There are individuals that have, through demonic forces, been given information on how to create weapons. Nuclear physicists, neutron, the bomb, atom bomb, nuclear energy. So you have mankind surrounded by demonic forces. In religion, you have religions that have come into existence, into time, through demons who are able to interact with individuals. And now is more so now than ever in mankind's history. There are so many people internationally, and especially in this country, that are open to the demonic forces, that the world is changing because there's communication into behind, like with the Stargate, into these dimensions, into another dimension. The people that created the in the pharmaceutical companies that create the viruses, what goes in the vaccinations, these individuals, it's not just human brilliance alone. It's not. It is because many of these individuals receive information from the other dimension. We can't ignore it. Can't ignore it. It's part of life. It's going to continue to be part of the future world. And Tesla, without this individual, this world would not exist as we know it. It would be impossible. Just the fact that they were able to take a wireless device, you know, on the battlefield back in World War II, walkie-talkie, fit on your back. Now, you can put the little thing in your pocket. Don't do it. It's not healthy for you. I know that many people, women, like to put the cell phone there in their the front and the bra. I wouldn't recommend you do that. I know individuals that have their head to that little cell phone hours upon hours a day. And I cannot tell you how many people over the years I know that have had tumors in the brain. I know that an individual, they get that cell phone by their close to their head, and they feel like the side of their face is burning. So it's all of this, all these waves going out, not good for us. And I don't want to go through this whole thing. I can't read it. I don't have the minutes. But he also believed in this eugenics. This was his philosophy, just like Bill Gates, like Margaret Sanger, and these globalists who use these technologies to control major sections of society. They're eugenicists. They love death. They want people to die. They don't want people to. They want to cull the nations. They just consider us to be robots and machines. You know, just a machine. They don't have any idea of what an individual is, a real human being. It is the most magnificent creature ever created by God, mankind. And again, he was, you know, asocial, apolitical. He only focused his attention on his inventions. And the reason, because he knew world domination and the people that helped fund him, that he was around. He was around J.P. Morgan. He was going to give away, Tesla had a way to give away free electricity. And Morgan basically said, I'll be damned if we're going to give away free electricity. He was watched by John D. Rockefeller's, he had these individuals that were like detectives. They kept an eye on Tesla. Remember George Bush Sr. when he was a young boy, he would spend time in Nikola Tesla's lab. Nikola Tesla came up with the name Curious George. That came into existence, that phrase came into existence by Tesla, because little George was always in his laboratory, always doing something evil. Now, who gives mankind all of this evil? It comes from the other dimension, and you have the head of that dimension called Lucifer, and then he has his generals, which are fallen angels. They take direction, commands from Lucifer. Then they pass the commands on down to the demons, and the demons control people, speak to people, give people, you know, the Lord forbade that spiritual world from bringing in new inventions into the physical world. They don't listen. They are in rebellion. And so what happens is mankind suffers because of it. So Tesla believed that humans were just nothing more than machines. So what, you kill a million, 2, 3, 5 million, 20 million? They're machines. They don't have a soul that's eternal. They're just a machine. You have an old farm tractor. The motor goes out. You just let it sit in the field. It's useless. Expendable. Same with humans. Same with mankind. People that get into the world of, into the sciences, whether it be biochemical, they eventually look at their fellow man as just, you know, worthless, basically. You use their time, their energy, their intellect, and then when it's time for them to die, you might go to their funeral. Generally, no. So, I just wanted to talk about the way in which Tesla was able to communicate with the other side. And we have many people that are communicating with the other side. It was forbidden by God. These people believe they're speaking to God, But they're not. They're speaking to demons. And I just wanted to begin there, because everything now is coming, funneling into one direction. Tesla technology to rule the world. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
J.D. the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. Swamp.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Let's be lovers. 15 falling, floating waves, calling, calling.
So you may think that this is just really, in a sense, informative, unimportant. I'm going to guarantee you it's not. It is very important to know what's happening in the world that you live in, what's happening around you in every city, every county, every state, this nation, nations around the world. The whole world, in a sense, in the time in which we live, would begin to tap into the other dimension. Not all. See, Christ, at his death, he became the Holy Spirit. And mankind has access to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Not the unholy spirit. The Holy Spirit. And God has given mankind a way to communicate with him only. He forbids communicating with the other dimension that is unholy, that has rebelled against God. Why are women becoming witches? This is an article out of unheard.com, a Susanna Lipscomb. To prove my point about what I presented about Nicola, Seattle-based Bri Luna has a witchhood, 472,000 followers on Instagram, just in Seattle. On her website, her profile picture shows an attractive young woman wearing a black dress that reveals both tattooed cleavage and one tattooed thigh, holding the crystal ball in a ring bedecked hand. The image is fiercely sexual and deliberately powerful. But this is a power that is linked to magic, which she says is open to all who choose to claim it. Women are very open to that world. The universe is vast, and we may need as many healing information sources as possible. In other words, we need people that can gather information from that dimension. It is time for us to awaken and tap into the deepest part of ourselves and into the natural magic that is offered to us in this very special, in this very planet we inhabit. Bri Luna is a magical influencer whose posts appeal to the increasing number of people, especially young women who self-identify as witches and who account for 6.8 million Instagram posts with the hashtag, I'm not going to tell what that hashtag is. It is clear that many of those posting use it simply to attract attention to their hot goth selfies, to interior design ideas with not much of a twist, the last minute Beltane ideas. So, she's the witches. On TikTok, witches are even more popular. Then there's Witch Talk Boy, who offers spells and curses, has 8.2 million likes and offers bookings. But it's not just a digital phenomenon. Taylor Swift's latest album, Evermore, has seen witches becoming her to the tribe. Witches welcome her to their tribe. In the last few years, Witchcraft Manuals by Ariel Gores, Hexing the Patriarchy, Potions, Spells, Magical Elixirs to Embolden the Resistance. There is a rebellion against God, the God of Heaven. There is a rebellion. It is in your face type of rebellion. There is a war taking place between the forces of darkness and Christ and the members of his kingdom. And then in between, you have both of these kingdoms trying to persuade, to pull, to present to them. We as Christians are presenting the true God that created all things, who died for mankind, who will give mankind those who repent and ask, he will give them eternal life. The other kingdom is trying to deceive, not persuade, to deceive, to force the mankind to offer. They offer power, they offer many things to deceive individuals to moving over to, like Luke Skywalker, come over to the dark side. And this is no joke. This is what's happening. The war in Russia. It is a war against the Christian churches in Ukraine, the Orthodox churches in the other nations surrounding Ukraine, the Russian Orthodox Church. We are witnessing, and most people don't see it this way. I'm telling you, I know. There is a war of these Nazis and that religion against the Orthodox religions in all of Central Asia and Europe. There is a war in Europe against any true Christian church. In this country, there is a war against all of the seven churches that exist in this nation. I can prove it looking down the future. This coming duo, Antichrist and the false prophet, who is their war against? Firstly, primarily. Who do they serve firstly and only? What are they going to do to the individuals in this nation that will not take their mark or the number of the name? It is very clear in the book of Revelation, anyone that refuses to go along with their program is going to die. You must take the mark or the number of the name. And the book of Revelation, the angel tells John to write down that anyone who takes that mark or receives that, takes the name, eternal fire. This is one thing that many throughout the world, they're aware of, that there is a spiritual war taking place. But they think it's distant. It's not, you know, not around them. It is not near, but far. It is not now, but in the future. Wrong. The war, the great war between Satan and his followers and Christ and his followers, we are in that war already. And Christ said in Matthew chapter 16, the gates of hell will not prevail against the builded church. 2,000 years ago, he said, the war is already raging. The gates of hell are pushing and pressing at the builded church, the faithful body of believers in the world. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast. Rick Rodriguez.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full-spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founder's design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement? Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics. We have a seminar on March 11th, noon sharp, at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room. It's located at 7 Park Avenue, Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
It's difficult for other talk show hosts to discuss what I discuss because, number one, most of them don't understand it. They don't realize how real it is. As frightening and disturbing as it may be, it's just the way that it is in this country. This country is being turned over to Lucifer. The people of this country are the target of the devil and his children. But God, in His mercy, there are also Christ and His children exposing what is happening in this country. With the rise of witchcraft, with the introduction or the social media, it exploded. It used to be that, you know, if you wanted, for example, you wanted to see porn before the internet, you had to go buy the book. Then the internet came along, and the matter of perversion, you know, exploded. But then along came social media, and it went into a whole new dimension. And not only into a new dimension, but generally at that time you had maybe, you know, kids that were in their late teens, men. Now it's the children 10 years of age, not just the young boys, the women too. This is all one of the satanic plans of the children of the devil. Revelation chapter 13. From a different view, from a different angle, from a new observation, talks about a whole society, a whole culture, a whole empire that will be controlled by the children of the devil. The empire of Antichrist will be a satanic in the open kingdom, a nation. We see by looking back at Nazi Germany, we can see that the religion of Nazism was a satanic religion in the open. But because of the media not disclosing what was happening in Germany, the whole world, it took years, decades, to really see how diabolical and evil and satanic Adolf Hitler and the SS was. That was a microcosm, an insight into what would happen at the end of the world prior to Christ's return, especially in the United States of America. The British, the European nations, for the most part, God is the percentage of people that really believe in God is a low percentage. Here, the percentage is still somewhat is higher because of our religious freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom to worship. But that is going to become extinct. That's going to go away. Because when the Antichrist comes to power, the seat of his power will be right there in Washington, D.C., on the Seven Hills. And once this individual begins his march, initially he will head up the New World Order. And it's not going to be a group of individuals. Eventually, he is going to have complete control. He's going to have 100% control of this country with its military, with everything that this country is, the politics, you name it. He will be the one who will control everything. But he has a group of individuals that are loyal to him that are already in place. I believe there are many in the senior executive services. I believe there are many, many individuals up at the top that are Luciferian, that are members of secret societies. Thousands and thousands and thousands. So when he comes to power, he won't have to take over anything. Everything will be in place. This is what Satan is doing presently in this country. He is positioning people who are in that, in the occult, in these secret societies. They are already in place for the most part. A few more positions to be filled. And the stage will be set. There won't have to be, the transition will be very easy. It will take place basically instantly. When he comes to power, you're not going to have to weed out those that don't want to, that are not part of the plan, part of the system. See a movie, Eyes Wide Shut. It's very graphic, but it gives you an idea. These people that are coming to rule this country are individuals that you might say are part of the coven, and that is portrayed in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. You can't get into that system. And if you do, and you're not to be there, if you accidentally get in, you're going to disappear. You're not going to get out. This is what is coming to this country. It won't be long. I know that you're thinking, well, this is too bizarre. Well, I'm not going to ask you to believe me. Just watch. We'll be back to finish out in just a few minutes.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today. It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com. Thank you.
little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We're in disturbing times, and because of that, what happens is we don't believe, we can't believe, it's too unimaginable that we just can't believe that we're in a world like we're in, and we can't believe that the world that I'm presenting to you is just years away. Already, like with the article I'm reading out of this individual up in Seattle, this witch, that's just Seattle. That's just what she's getting on her Instagram. That doesn't, not talking about what's happening in Colorado or California or the East Coast, but this is what's happening internationally, not just in this country. But in this country, this began, I remember, back in the early 60s in Boulder, Colorado, with the hippie movement. At the same time that there was a Jesus movement, a move by the Holy Spirit, targeting, the Holy Spirit was a targeting and directing his efforts toward the baby boom generation's children. At the same time, Lucifer was also targeting the baby boom generation of this country. This is why you had the two dynamics in the 60s and 70s. You had what they would call the Jesus freaks, but you wouldn't talk too much about the devil worshipers. All the focus was on the Jesus freaks or the Jesus people. But at the same time that the Lord was moving to capture young people and bring them to himself, Satan was doing the same thing. The Rolling Stones, Symphony to the Devil, these rock groups, even the Beatles, eventually they say that they were more popular than Jesus Christ, and that was the beginning of their demise. This began in the open to a great degree in the 60s. You could see the rise in witchcraft. You could see the rise in evil. Well, it has been hidden for quite a while, but now on Instagram, TikTok, it's becoming more evident that witchcraft has, there's an explosion of witchcraft. And then with that article I'm reading to you about, you know, Nikola Tesla, he was brilliant naturally, naturally brilliant, but he also had another dimension to him. He was communicating with the other dimension. God forbade it, but still, they find ways, the occult world, they find ways to communicate with that world and bring science, inventions into this world. It's just where you're going to see more things of this nature and more technology that with the pandemic, with the vaccinations, all of this is brought to mankind through communication with the other side. This is just the way it has been. It's going to be the way of the future, and you're going to see even more evil. You look at now, so many cities around the world, or around in this nation, they have these satanic covens in the open, and they're pushing for laws to be protected from the government. So it's not going to stop. We're in a war. There is a war, a spiritual war taking place, and you're going to see the battle intensify in the months and years to come. It won't take long. That's it for today. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our...